now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a very special pastor. I don't have a church. Well, this is my church. I don't get a salary, but I am on the air talking to people all around the world. And of course here, you know, in this local area especially. But I'm also talking to people all around the world because people come to my website and they find out about my program. They listen to it on the archives at my website. And so let's get right to today's matter, shall we? It's called Talk to a Pastor. That's the name of this program, Talk to a Pastor. This is a special program. You're not going to get Talk to a Pastor, you know, very many places. Now, first of all, I've got a lot of questions this week about the so-called end of the world that is coming very soon. And I'm not one to make predictions. I'm just, all I can say is, you know, this camping thing, this family radio camp, Mr. Camping thing that he's been talking about, a certain date. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm rather certain that trials and tribulations will be coming upon this earth, and there will be a final reckoning. But when that will be, I don't know. I do not know, ladies and gentlemen. All I can do is go about my life, and I'm not going to be concerned with other people's predictions. I'm concerned right now with living a decent life myself and talking to people about real important life issues. See, all these things can be a distraction. It can be a big distraction. As a matter of fact, even this whole idea of being saved, people say, well, I'm not saved, I got to get saved. Can I go to heaven? I got to get saved and go to heaven. Well, you know something? The whole point of Christian, look, what Christ did, what God did and had his Son do for us, and what his Son did for us voluntarily and very beautifully, the greatest thing that ever happened in all of history. It makes it possible for us to be saved. Yes, it does. That's what he did, and that's what he does. He saves us, okay? But that's his job. But my job is not to sit around and fret, oh, am I saved and am I going to go to heaven? No, my job is to be a decent father, a decent husband, a decent neighbor. My job is to go through life and make sure I don't resent people and secretly judge them, that I'm not dishonest and phony with them, that I'm not hateful toward them, that I'm not sneaky, see? That I'm not taking advantage. That's my job, okay? And also to speak the truth as I see it, to speak the truth, that's my job. Okay, that's my job. And so that's what I'm going to be concerned with. And I'm not going to be concerned with all of these extraneous things. The good Lord will take care of that himself. He can handle it very nicely, thank you. A lot of people also have come in with questions about divorce. You know, you get a lot of questions. My wife cheated on me, my husband cheated on me, my husband looked at another woman, my husband did this and that. Well, in general, I'm opposed to divorce. Obviously, if a person is really terrible, you know, a terrible, violent person or a drug addict or a gang member or something, then, well, it might be the best to be separated from someone like that permanently. Maybe divorce is the best thing in that situation. But for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, I'm opposed to divorce. I love reconciliation. I love people sticking it out through thick and thin for better or for worse, in sickness and in health. And so I'm opposed to divorce, and I'm in favor of people staying together. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Talk to a Pastor. And I was saying I get a lot of questions about that. Well, the other thing is that, first of all, let's look at it from the point of view of resentment. Undoubtedly, if you think that your husband or wife has done something, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. See, the problem is that when we're resentful, when we're angry, when we are upset, sometimes we read into things, or sometimes we become paranoid and we imagine things, or we see things that aren't really so. See, or we make a mountain out of a molehill, exaggerate. So under the sway of emotions, you can't be sure. You can't be sure of what you're seeing. You could be completely off base or wrong. You could be misjudging the situation. So the first thing to do is to calm down and to watch for resentment. Watch out for resentment. See, resentment is the thing that leads. Resentment is actually the beginning of a cascade of negative emotions. Now you feel the anger, see, or you feel the rage, or you feel the upset, or the hurt. You feel those, and they seem to be the biggest thing. But actually, the initiator of it all was resentment. Okay, so watch out for resentment. Watch out for it. Watch it. When you see it, don't indulge it. That's the secret. You know, I guess a good example would be, I'll just make something up. You know, you go to the hometown buffet and then you go to the dessert place there and they have all the desserts and they have bread pudding. And, oh, it is wonderful. But it's got a lot of sugar in it. It's real heavy. A little bit of bread pudding maybe is okay, but not too much. But let's say you're on a diet, or let's say you have to watch your sugar and you just can't have it. But when you go over there and then you smell, you know, you lean over and you smell the wonderful smell of the bread pudding, you know, the cinnamon and everything. Then you want to get some and indulge it. You know, you want to indulge the bread pudding. Well, resentment is something like that. But resentment is not good for you. Bread pudding maybe is good for you, at least moderately okay, but resentment is bad for you. So don't indulge the resentment. Just let it pass. Don't indulge it. There it is. Watch it. Let it go. Okay? That's the secret. Let go of the resentment. Now, as a husband or a wife, you suspect something's going on. Okay? Here's what you do. Do your duty. Be a good husband. Be a good wife. Be there for the kids. Go to work. Do your work at home. Take care of the kids. Do your duty. Okay? Be as calm as possible and watch. Let your emotions subside. Watch out for the resentment. When you see it, let it go. Okay? Don't do anything wrong yourself. See, that's the key. You could be being tempted. You're being tempted to do something wrong yourself. You're being tempted to do something foolish. To doing something dumb. Watch out for that. Don't do anything dumb or wrong yourself. Be stable, steady as she goes. Do your duty. If you don't know what to do, then just do your duty. Go to work. Do a decent job at work. Come home. Take care of the kids. Not resentfully, not angrily, not feeling sorry for yourself. Do your duty. Okay? Never mind your feelings. Just do your duty. And as time passes, and if you do as I say, and you watch for the resentment, let it pass, see, then your mind will begin to clear. You won't be so upset. You'll be able to see clearly what you'll be able to see clearly what the situation really is, what your options are. See? Then if something is needed to be done, then you can do it. But not in anger, not in resentment, but you'll do it because it's the wise thing to do. See? All right. So there you have that. Now let's talk about music. And let's talk about, is there such a thing as wrong music? Well, you know, a lot of Christians ask that question. See, when it comes to Christians, you've got a couple of different answers. You got one set of Christians that are really into traditional music. You know, the old-fashioned traditional music. And then you have a set of Christians that are into the more modern music. And they like the traditional, but they also like the modern. Then you have some Christians that are into the, you know, like Christian rock, Christian heavy metal, Christian rap, you know, that sort of thing. Well, what can I say about that? Well, I would say this. I would say that in general, most people misuse music. Most people are not mature enough, see, to listen to a little bit of music and not get into the music, not get away with it. See, music is a distraction. Music is a false comfort. See, somebody can be a rotten person. They can be mean to their kids and confusing and impatient and a little bit sneaky and a little bit gossipy and so on. And then they can go and sing nice songs or, you know, religious songs, and they can feel like they're a nice person. They actually feel holy. They feel like they're a nice person because of the music. You see what I mean? And music is also a distraction from, you know, when we're not doing something right. We resent our husband. We resent our kids. See, we're angry at somebody. Well, we can listen to nice music, and it distracts us from guilt. But what is guilt? What is guilt? If it's true guilt, then it is from our conscience. And what is our conscience from? Our conscience is from God. It's what you know deep down in your heart. Deep down in your heart, you know if you resent your husband. You know if you're impatient with your kids. You know if you're being a little phony with people. Deep down in your heart, you know that. But you find a way not to see it. You find a way to lose awareness of it. And one of the ways is by using music. Okay? So, now can you see how, you know, even the nicest, the most traditional music could be a total distraction. To distract one from guilt and from conscience. So, are there musics that are a bit more dignified than other musics? Yes. And are there music that lend themselves more to glorifying God rather than ourselves? Yes, there are. But I would say a little bit of music, but not too much.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is Talk to a Pastor. Incidentally, visit my site, which is www.mypastorchat.com. That's www.mypastorchat.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you would like to talk to, if you would like some counseling, see, on the air here, I just answer little questions that people bring up. You know, like, is it okay to have a tattoo? Is it okay for, you know, somebody asked me that. Recently, somebody asked me, how about a woman preacher? Is it okay to have a woman preacher in the church? You know, a question like that. I get a lot of questions like that. And they're fun, and I enjoy answering such questions. But what I really like is to help people with the important things. Now, the truth is that a lot of people are not very happy. Something is wrong. They're just depressed, confused. See, and they go from one expert to another, one psychologist to another, one doctor to another, one psychiatrist to another, one pill to another, one drug to another, one med to another. See? And they go from one lover to another, one relationship to another. See? They keep going from one thing to another, looking for answers. And a lot of times, by the time everybody's got a little piece of them, they're drained of their money, and they're no better off. They're worse off. So there has to be an answer, ladies and gentlemen. I like and I enjoy helping people to find the answer. The answer, of course, is God. But there has to be a way. There has to be a proper way to find God. You know, if you go into some, I'm sorry to say, some churches nowadays are just a little bit phony. Or they're not phony, but they're just a little shallow. Everything there is fine. What's said, the words are nice, the music is nice, the seats are nice, the flowers are nice. Everybody smiles, people are nice. You know, it's nice. Something is missing, okay? Something is missing. And we try a lot of things, see? We try all the different things that the quote-unquote system has to offer. There's education, and there's counseling, and there's psychopharmacology, and there's support groups, and there are 12-step programs, and there are 10-step programs, and 14-step programs, 3-step programs, and there's a lot of helpers and social workers and various professionals of all kinds, and they all, you know, they're doing the best they can. You ask for help, and they try to help you, and they do what they can. But the ultimate fix, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate fix has to be from God. But not through a middleman. Not through a middleman. You have to find God directly. The way Moses did, the way David did, the way Abraham did. See? The way Enoch did. See? He walked with God. See? He didn't go to church. You know, the ancient prophets, they didn't go to church. They didn't have a church. If they wanted to build an altar, why? If God told them to build an altar, then they built one out of rough stone so there would be no pride of man in it. See, if it was made real nice, then it would glorify man. So if you reach a point in your life where you just don't know, you've tried everything, nothing seems to be working. Did you hear that little click sound? I'm at the computer. That's the sound of somebody coming to my to a pastor online site. A little thing comes up in the corner of my screen and tells me that somebody's there. Anyway, you must learn to walk with God, but you're not going to find, nobody can help you find it. Somebody, people can, you have to find it yourself, okay? And I can help you, and that's why I offer pastoral counseling.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset.
If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Roland Trujillo, and I am Pastor Roland. Now, let's talk about counseling a little bit. You know something? If you are fortunate enough to listen to my radio programs, that's already a good start. Then what you can do is go to my website. If you're interested at all, look, a lot of people today need to find a way to calm down and de-stress naturally, so they can be more composed, more in control, more centered. See? Now, some people are self-medicating. Why? They drink a lot of alcohol or something to try to ease the pain and calm down. I say, why not try meditation first? I have a very lovely little Christian meditation. It teaches you how to become centered so that you can flow from within instead of reacting to the outside. See, most of us are too reactive. That's your problem. That's why you're so emotional and so upset, see, and so out of control. And you can't see clearly what to do, and you become confused. And then everything you do, you do it emotionally with the wrong timing, and it doesn't work out, and then you become depressed. So what you need to do is go back to basics, a little boot camp, a little basic training. Learn how to go in your room and close the door and sit in a chair and become still. And learn how to get out of your thinking and out of your emotions and out of your worrying and planning and scheming. If you spend only 1/100th of the time that you spend worrying, then there are no answers down there in your imagination and your worry, you know. You spend 1/100th of the time just sitting quietly and learning to get out of your thinking, you'd be so much better off. Okay? If you began to practice meditation, then I have some free books. Oh, the website to go to is www.commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. You can also go to My Pastor Chat, www.mypastorchat.com. Click on free resources, and then you'll see the link to my meditation there. Okay? And meditate a little bit. Then you'll also see where I have some free books to read. That's right, free. Really good books. I have a booklet about meditation you should read. I have a book called Becoming a Friend of God. For those of you who have an interest in spiritual things or in religion, what true Christianity is, and such things like that, well, if you like metaphysics and philosophy, then you should read Becoming a Friend of God. And then I have some wonderful books. I have a book called Marriage Matters. Lessons from the Pope for the Future. It's a book about marriage. Excellent. It's 180 pages. If you go to mypastorchat.com, you can see the link somewhere there. You can order it for a donation of any amount. I'll send you the e-book free as PDF. Or you can go to Scribd and you can preview some of it there. And if you like it, you can buy it for $1.95. It's a mighty good deal. So I've got all these wonderful resources. I have two books on parenting. One is called My Daughter Does Not Want to Clean Her Room, a handbook for parents. And then I have a book called Santa's Take on Parenting. Oh, it's such a wonderful book. So all these resources you can find out about them by going to mypastorchat.com. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I never did get to the bottom line. The bottom line is, after you've tried my meditation, read some of my books and so on, listened to my programs, if you still need some pastoral counseling, if you'd like to talk to me personally by Skype or by live chat, then I am available. You can find out all about it at mypastorchat.com. www.mypastorchat.com. mypastorchat.com. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Remember, don't worry. Remember Alfred E. Newman, Mad Magazine? He said, don't what, me worry? You be the same way. Don't worry. Have faith. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.